G.T. Thompson has done a wonderful job of leading the committee. You know, I think he's got a good bill, and they're going to mark that bill up, and they're going to get to a point, I believe, that will have a lot of good conservative inputs into it. The big question mark here is the Senate, and what does Senator Stabenow do? Is she going to be willing to come to the table? We're all interested in that. The reference prices have been adjusted to help our producers. We've obviously gone through a bad drought. We're looking at different things on how that safety net continues to provide for the national security needs that it really does. So I support what they're doing. I'm hopeful that they're able to get that out, and we can come to some sort of agreement with the Senate. And I think the reality is there's a political narrative and environment that we have to operate within. One thing I'll add on this is that we are very cognizant of a lot of producers, both livestock and crops and anybody who's in agriculture, that has to deal with predators, that has to deal with feral hogs and coyotes and the different vultures and birds of prey that are wreaking havoc, not just on the land, but also on livestock. And so we're leading on those issues. We want to see those things included, not just in a farm bill, but in an approach to allowing the agriculture business to do what they need to do to produce the fiber and the food needs for our country.